Welcome to the Post Podcast. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Communications. On this edition of Updates from the Post, Western Kansas Agricultural Research Department head Bob Gillen speaks with the Eagle Morning Show's Mike Kerner about their upcoming field day. This interview originally aired on KAYS on Friday, August 9th.
Bob Gillen from the K-State Ag Research Center coming in to talk a little bit about an upcoming event, Field Tour Day, with the Kansas State Ag Research Center. You know, you guys do so many cool things out there, and really what it is just research, and that's in your name. I was looking at the chart here. It gives us precipitation and temperatures here in the city of Hayes, and you keep track of all of that. Are you the official site?
Well, we are. We're the official National Weather Service observation point for the Hayes area. We've been doing that for well over 100 years, Mike.
Wow. So you've got those records out there. Do you keep them now digitally? In the old days, you probably kept them on little index cards or something.
Exactly. You know, lots and lots of notebooks and little cards and things. But sure, we do that all digitally now. We have the information that we observe manually every morning, but we also have a computerized or a standalone site that also measures the weather, and that information is available on the K-State Mesonet site.
How do people find that site?
Yeah, that's at kstate.mesonet. Sorry, I always don't have those off the top of my head, but if you put in your search Kansas Mesonet, M-E-S-O-N-E-T, you can get to it.
Okay, we'll go that route. So you keep track of it. At one point, they were on cards and notebooks and all that stuff. Has it been somebody's job over the last few years to get all that into a computer so it's digital? And if somebody else outside of the Ag Research Center wants to see those, they can?
That information is publicly available, and all the work that we do is publicly available since we're a public organization. You know, most of that's been transferred over to some kind of digital format, you know, 20 years ago or so when we started using computers on a widespread basis, Mike.
So you've got that out there. Well, one of the other things we wanted to talk about here today is the field day, the field tours, and those are a very popular chance for people to go out and see what you're working on and some of the stuff that's working and not working. And the field day that's coming up is what date?
That is going to be August 21st, just a little over 2 weeks from today.
And they have to pre-register for that, don't they?
Oh, no.
No, they don't.
No pre-registration required. Just show up. You bet.
I thought you would because you provided food sometimes.
Well, we do. We just make a best guess. and we always guess a little high, so we'll have plenty. No problem there. But no, we no pre-registration required. We like to have the public come out and give us a chance to showcase what we're doing.
Let's talk about what you're having this year, what some of the sites are, who the speakers are, all of that stuff.
Sure. So, you know, over the last several years, weed control has been front and center over our efforts and because of the continued development of herbicide resistance. So a good chunk of our field tour is going to be on weed management. We've got some weed management studies, field studies in sorghum and also in soybean. And again, trying to show the best practices we have to combat this serious problem we have with herbicide resistance. We also got a really interesting study there using very occasional tillage. A lot of our no-till producers are very dedicated to not tilling their fields, but then we start to get problems with these herbicide resistant weeds. And so we're doing studies where if you go in and only till once every 3 years to combat a really serious weed problem, will that cause you to lose the benefits from no-till? So we've got a field study. We're going to be talking about that.
All right. So the registration starts at 8:30. Donuts start at 8:30. Coffee gets flowing about 8:30, right?
Sure. Yeah. Well, again, we'll have plenty of refreshments and we'll have registration at 8:30, and then I'll welcome everybody and we'll start our field tour about 9:00. We'll be back from the field around noon, have lunch, and then we'll have a couple of other presentations after lunch, Mike.
And these are indoor presentations after lunch, right?
Right. We always figure it's going to start to get a little warmer, so we'll have those last couple inside.
And some great speakers. Can you talk about your speakers real quick?
Sure. There are our scientists from the station. We've got Vipin Kumar, our weed scientist, Augustine Obor, our soil scientist, two plant breeders, one for sorghum, Ram Paramol, and one for Pearl Millet. And then we've got Lucas Haig coming over from Colby to talk about some alternative crops, and J.P. Michaud, our entomologist.
And how many people typically show up to this?
Oh, we'll run in the neighborhood of 50, 60 guests.
Okay. So if anybody wants to come to it, it's a great event to come to. It's a free event, right?
Public event. Absolutely. Free to the public.
So free. You get a meal out of it and learn some great stuff. And there's some very intelligent people that are giving some presentations during this event. Anything else you want to add?
Well, we like to have producers come because we like to get feedback from them to see what kind of problems they're having right now, and to tell us what we ought to be working on. So that's a very important part of these field days as well, Mike.
Very good. So it's coming up August 21st, 8:30 till 2. And again, it's at the Kansas State Ag Research Center. Bob, thanks for coming in today.
You bet. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Bob from the Kansas State Ag Research Center, our guest this time around, the Eagle Morning Show, where it's 8:44.